Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I'm excited because it's somebody new, somebody that I get to learn about just the same at the same time you do. And so welcome, Tina. Love having you with us today.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
So everybody meet Tina Forsythe. And I love your story. I'm going to have you share most of it. But you started as a coach in 2000 and you saw, we talk about finding the gap. So you found a gap of people that, you know, that people needed a little additional assistance, 6 to 7 figure leaders within the coaching industry that needed support, needed help in managing and growing their business. And you launched the online business manager idea. And I just love that. And you've continued to do that. And you have the International Association of Online Business Managers in 2008. So I want to hear more about that. But let's start, Tina, with, I always like for you to share little Tina. How did you get started?
How did I get started? I actually fell into this online world in a sense. I mean, through the coaching industry, because as you mentioned, I got trained as a coach back in 2000, and totally, you know, I'm very much planned on hanging my shingle out as a coach. I did hang my shingle out as a coach. I had no clue how to get clients. So I wasn't making much money at the time, but I had an opportunity come up to work on the back end of a really fast growing 7-figure coach training organization at the time. And I thought, oh, I'll just do that a little bit on the side while I keep growing my coaching business. And it really quickly flipped around. I found that I loved being a part of the behind the scenes team of what it took to make this business run. I was doing event management and I was supporting the COO and I was kind of have my fingers in all various things in the back end. Even before I had started my business years ago, I come from a background of being an executive assistant and a marketing coordinator and various like support admin type roles that I had been in. So it was a natural flow to end up in that back end behind the scenes role in the business. And so when that company actually ended up, the founder passed away, unfortunately. So when he passed away and I was in this position of, what do I do now? You know, do I keep going down the coaching path or do I continue on along with what I had been doing? That's where I started working as an online business manager, as you mentioned, just started working with other 6 and 7 figure coaches to really be that behind the scenes, day to day, help them run and grow this thing.
And what do you see? Obviously we could talk about this all day long because of speaking with high level performers, but many of them, they don't know what they don't know. So yeah. From a standpoint of coming in, how do you step in and show them that they really need somebody to manage their online presence?
Yeah, a lot of times business owners don't realize, like we talk a lot about this concept of delegation and hiring and team. You know, most business owners realize that they need to hire people along the way. But what they don't realize is that people need to be managed. People need to be led. And that I talk about this concept of the management trap, like, okay, great, I'm hiring people. Woohoo! I think it's going to free me up from everything. And then it's like, no, wait a minute. Now I have people.
Now you have to babysit. Now you're babysitting.
Well, and it can feel like that, right? Like it can feel like, oh, I got to babysit, or they're bugging me all day, or they're asking questions, or whatever it is. you know, they need to be managed. And so most business owners, most visionaries and CEO folks that I work with, they do not want to be a manager. They're not good at being a manager in a lot of cases. And so to have this, to have somebody come into play where, okay, it's up to them to be managing the day-to-day, working with the team, making sure people have what they need, checking in, is this getting done? If not, how do we move this forward? Like having somebody that can really drive the entire thing alongside the founder so that, you know, as the visionary or the founder, we're able to focus on the things we do best and the things we love doing.
So from a somebody that's out there getting their business up and running, at what point do you think they need to be considering bringing in an online business manager?
In the online space in particular, it's the earlier six-figure point. So around the 200, 250 a year for somebody who say is a coach, you know, or a trainer or something online. That can be similar in the offline world as well. But you know, in the earlier stages, we need doing support. We need somebody to help with tech or admin and day-to-day stuff in that regard. But once you start hitting that 200, 250 a year mark is when the business generally will be, it becomes bigger than just us, right? And especially when we have a plan for where we're headed next, it's like, okay, I've reached this milestone. I've reached a certain amount of income. Now I know where I want to go next. And it's just too much to keep trying to manage it all on our own.
So share a little bit about your certification, because there might be people watching or listening that probably feel like they could be an online business manager. So share a little bit about your program.
Yeah, our certified OBMs, people come into the program usually from a background of maybe doing project management or ops management or something, you know, an executive assistant or something in the offline world. Or if they're working online already, they might be a virtual assistant or a social media or a marketing person of sorts. And somebody's well suited to be an OBM. I like to use this example of when somebody shares an idea with you, you know, your brain starts automatically putting all the pieces together. Like, oh, we got to do this. And then we got to do that. And we got to think of this piece and that piece and bring this person in. You know, when we're naturally wired to just bring the pieces together, lay out the steps, you know, also a little bit naturally wired to like clean up a mess. Like, oh, I can see how this could be done so much better. That's some really good signs of being well-suited to do this work. And we have a fair number of people, especially in, you know, in the age of COVID and such, with everything that's going on, we have more and more people coming in from corporate or professional backgrounds that are newer to the online world, but that have a whole lot of skills and experience that really transfer beautifully into this work.
So how can people find your certification program? And if somebody's looking actually for someone that is certified, how do they find you, Tina?
Yeah, onlinebusinessmanager.com for both of those. There's information on that site around becoming an OBM and or around hiring an OBM for your business.
And so I teach every successful business solves a problem or serves a need. So you are right on target with that, the fact that you identified it and then created it. So what's the future look like for your business and for Tina?
Yeah, it's in, you know, in many ways, especially because the whole world has come online in the past year or so, you know, there's so much more that we're continuing to develop around this. And so business, online-based businesses in general are growing by leaps and bounds right now. I mean, there's been an explosion of that over the past 18 months at this stage. And so the future of online business managers, I mean, we would love to see an OBM on the team of every fast-growing online business. And likewise, I would love to see those of us that have that get it done behind the scenes, pull it all together skill set, being able to really take and create something for ourselves that allows us to build the business and the life that we want for ourselves too.
Well, one of the things that I teach in everything that I do is the power of association and making sure you have a team around you that is supporting you, because it's very difficult to scale a business without having the right kind of team and systems in place. And yeah. So what you're talking about is bringing in, we need to bring in people who are strong where you are weak. So talk about what the power of association means to you.
we can't, you know, I have a thing, where is it? Oh, I think it's behind me. Yeah, this green sign behind me says, great missions require a great deal of support. And it's almost a math problem. Like, there's only so much of us to go around. And as we want to continue to grow a business, have a bigger impact, make more money, whatever that is, we're just going to hit a point where it's impossible to keep doing everything on our own, or where it's impossible to think we have to keep doing everything on our own. And when we can, like you said, Sharon, recognize those that complement us, those that have strengths in areas where we don't. I mean, I'm grateful every day for my team, for the things that they do that I can't stand doing, that I'm not good at doing, that I don't want to be doing. Like, because we get to come together, each of us in our strengths, in this way, that's where real beautiful success and growth can happen.
Well, and the way we build our business, and certainly in the book Exit Rich that's coming out this year, I talk a lot about the importance of the people around you and your team, but also the systems. And so You're bringing in the people that are certified, but they're coming in to create those systems that will allow the foundation of your company. So you take your successful company and you structure it so that it can be sustainable, scalable, and eventually saleable. And it's so important to have the right people who understand how to do that. And If you try to do it on your own, you're slowing your own progress down. So you want to bring in somebody that has that skill, has that ability to be able to give you that underpinning to help your business grow, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. OBMs in particular are very much on the system side of things, and being able to download all that stuff out of our brains, mm-hmm. you know, as the founders or the leaders of our companies. I mean, if everything's in our head about what to get done and how to do it and how to make it happen, I mean, we just flat out can't sell, let alone grow.
About entrepreneurship is actually a very lonely area because you're at the top, you're expected to make all the decisions. And so most entrepreneurs are the innovators and ideas. They're probably not the best operators. And So in fact, in most cases, they're not the best operators. So you slow your own success and your own progress down when you try to become an operator, when that's not your natural skill set. Yeah. So if you truly want to build that foundation of your company, as I talk about in Exit Rich, where you have the foundation of having the right people on your team, having the right processes, That's what makes your company sustainable. And so you've created that solution to so many people that have started their company and they started having this success, and then they kind of stalemate because they don't have the systems or the people on their team.
Right? Yeah. And even to give ourselves that permission of, hey, wait a minute, I don't need to be the operator. Like, I know that's been part of my personal journey too, is as I've grown over the years, feeling like, oh, I have to keep doing this piece, or I do have to figure this out on my own, or whatever it is. No, like, bring someone in who can create those processes, get the systems in place, lay that foundation in place so that we can all be continuing to grow and focusing on what we do best.
Well, thank you, Tina. And you know, the whole Play Big movement is about being number one in your field, living your legacy and creating maximum impact. And you can't really have you live your legacy and create maximum impact if you don't have the systems and the team and the foundation around you to be able to explode your company in a positive way. And you do that with having the right team. And it sounds like you're helping people find those team members that help them put in those structures. And you know, people say structure, and a lot of entrepreneurs go, you know, they glass over in their eyes. They don't want to think about structures or systems. They just want sales. They don't, that's the S word they want, sales. They don't realize structure and systems is what generates the sales on an ongoing basis. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Tina. You're going to hang out with me because we're going to talk a little bit on the private Facebook group, but I appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your time and your perfect example of someone who realized solving a problem, serving a need, identifying the gap, and then building a business around it. So congratulations on your success. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks. And you guys, thanks for being with us in this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. And stay tuned. Join us in the private Facebook group. If you're not, it's free. We just want to go a little deeper with Tina, and you'll find out a little bit about the rise to the top is not always a straight line. So take care. Have a great day. You are fabulous. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.